Another day, another topic na naman tayo for today's episode. Eto, sari-sariling pili na lang ng kakainisan talaga, no? So, bahala ka na kung matutuwa ka ba, maiinis ka ba, iiyak ka ba sa topic namin na to.
Sana walang umiyak, no?
Hindi natin sila pwede i-judge, balay mo, di ba girl?
Marupok pala yung puso niya, malambot. Pero syempre, kung may kainisan kayong ano, kung meron talagang kainisan na magaganap, di naman pwedeng kaming dalawa lang ni Roma yung mainis. Gusto namin, kayo din, sama din kayo sa inis namin.
Damay-damay
namin,
to.
Damay kayong lahat, promise.
Well, mas maganda rin kung papakinggan nyo tong episode na to talaga. Kung gusto nyo rin like magising, kung halimbawa nagda-drive ka, diba? Yung tawa pa lang ni Marga, nakakagising na talaga eh. Or maybe you're also doing your chores, naghuhugas ng pinggan, naglalaba, diba? Para mabuhay-buhay yung mga dugo natin dyan. Minsan, kaya rin namin yung pakuluin, ganun.
Pakuluin namin talaga yan. Kaya talaga na, sige na, isplok mo na talaga, Roma. Ano ba yung topic natin today?
Eto na nga, ha? Pachismosang-chismosa. Eto na nga.
Chismosang-chismosa yung delivery. Eto na, sis.
Eto na nga, sis. So today, let's discuss all about privacy. Because minsan, or maybe, lalo na sa personal lives natin, there are people who don't respect our personal privacy. We will also share yung mga views natin on how hard it is to safeguard someone's privacy, especially now, at the age of social media, at hindi natin pwedeng kalimutan yung mga Filipino beliefs na nakakaapekto ng privacy natin.
Oo, di ba? Hirap ba? Charot, hirap ba? Pero mga ganitong usapan, since we were discussing it talaga na what topics we would do, ito talaga yung parang feeling ko pwedeng magbasag ng pinggan or pwede kang uminom-inom. Sabi ko nga, ano eh, di ba? Labas na ng inom dyan, soju na dyan, wala nang cocktail-cocktail. Diretso na tayo sa hard drinks. Which is, I know what most of us do, lalo na pag yung may mga invasive na tanong na during family parties, high school reunion, kaya ilabas nyo na yung mga nomo nyo dyan para makapag-start na tayo.
Tama yung ano, tunaw agad ang liver, ganyan.
Nagre-recover naman yan slowly.
Tama. Maybe ganyan natin sila ng chance makarecover while waiting for the next episode. Ganon. O sige, umpisahan na natin. Alam mo ba, ito na naman isang chismis. Hindi to chismis because this is based on an actual fact. Because according to Statista.com, in 2022, ang Pilipinas ay may 74.72 social media penetration, which is equivalent to 84 million people that are on at least one social media platform.
Oy, bongga. In fairness naman mga Pinoy, magaling naman talaga sa penetration ng social media. Diba?
Tawang-tawa ako. Alam mo, I'll read it.
Pero just so that you know, the article really says penetration. Walang nihay-niho dyan. Totoo talagang penetration talaga ng social media ang mga Pinoy. Tapos, Facebook pa lang talaga, matindi na. At saka syempre, we know of a lot of Filipinos who have multiple accounts. Yung mga may padami accounts dyan, kung meron kayong mga jowa on the side, meron pa yan, multiple. Pero according pa rin sa Statista.com, one of the reasons daw kaya daw super popular ang Facebook dito sa atin sa Pinas, kasi archipelago tayo, bounded by water, you know, surrounded by water. So distance makes social media really popular para sa communication, to get info, and also to get products and services. And alam natin yan kasi there are so many promos dito sa mga mobile data plans, na libre ang Facebook, di ba? Kaya siya yung heavily used talaga.
Alam mo ba, nung umuwi ako, isegue ko lang, nung umuwi ako kasi I use, syempre I have a Philippine number whenever I go home. Kasi it's easier that way eh.
Yes.
Sobrang lito na ako sa dami ng services na ino-offer ng mga phone companies. Parang ako, ha? It used to be like 4, but now, so, yung gaya nga ng sinabi mo, ang dami na, you can really, parang ano siya, mixed and match. So, it proves, it supports yung data na sinabi mo. Talagang laganap na ang social media. It's really part of our lives.
Oo, hindi ka lang mamimili ng cellphone network. Mamimili ka din kung anong package ng load ang bibilihin mo. Kasi ang dami na nga. 99 something for Facebook ba yan? For TikTok ba yan? Lahat talaga. Ba? Diba? Pero ayun, sa sobrang laganap ng social media, parang marami ng bagay na nagbago. Especially in the last few years because of the pandemic, ba? Diba?
Tanda mo pa yung mga araw na nagdadalgo na coffee ka lang, yung naghahalaman ka lang, tapos may pa-ubi pandesal ka, tapos nagsasayaw ka nung kay Sara Jeronimo, anong dance
na yun?
Yung tala na.
Sobrang 2020 coded yun, yung dalgo na coffee.
Oh my God.
Ito pa, ang nakakaloka is, besides ang fake news at confidential funds na laganap din, di ba?
Ay!
Laganap pa. Nakakalimutan ko tuloy sasabihin ko.
Pasensya na sa mga eardrums nyo.
Sun oil merong 115M. Nakakaba nga eh, kasi 'di ba medyo ang Taal nag-alboroto na naman dito sa Pinas. Eh before nag-alboroto muna ang Taal, tapos biglang pandemic na. So
it brings back memories, the bad memories. Oh my God.
Baka magdalgo na coffee na naman ng mga tao. Kaloka. O sige,
Bago pa naman mapunta sa kung saan itong pinag-uusapan natin, Marga, ikaw ba, on the subject of privacy, how often do you use your social media and alter accounts? Char!
Wala na. Hindi mo masaya yung alter ngayon.
Sagot niya, wala na. Sabi niya.
Doon kasi sa sweater yan, so hindi na siya masaya. Pero honestly, social media, I do use it pretty often, like, almost every day. Besides po tayo ay, may jowa. So, kailangan talaga yung social media. Hard launch, no? Hard launch. Well, besides na kausap mo dun yung mga loved ones mo sa social media, I also do business on social media kasi alam nyo po, nagbibenta po ako ng leche flan, ng ano. Charot, hindi.
Seryoso? Naniwala.
Seryoso. So I do use it for business and I use it pretty often talaga. Like on a daily basis. Kahit tayo, Roma, lagi tayo nasa social media na dalawa kasi ito naman yung way kung paano tayo mag-usap.
True. Alam mo, ang hirap. For me, yun yung isa sa mga struggles ko because I want a part of my life private, but at the same time, I want a part of me as a professional to be out there.
Yeah.
So, ang hirap. So, even if sometimes you plan to, okay, I wanna limit my social media use, pero kailangan mong mag-post. Kailangan nandun ka kasi pag hindi, wala. Mababawasan yung followers mo, hindi ka makikita ng mga bagong followers mo. So, yun yung struggle, isa sa mga struggles ko when it comes to social media. Kasi, it has its good parts and it has its very bad parts.
Yan palang shinare mo, it means na it has affected the way that you connect with friends and family ba? Dahil sa rule na yan, that's your internal rule eh. Pero yeah. Has it affected it?
Oo naman. When I first signed up for Facebook, which was 2007, tapos I signed up for Instagram. Bastos ka, parang
alam ka. Ikaw pala sa nauna sa Facebook kasi ako parang mga 2010 ako nagka-Facebook, 2009. Oh, sige, 2007.
Nakakainis, di na natin mamimintain yung 27.
Nung 15 lang siya noon, nung 15 years old lang siya noon.
Tama, then joke lang. I remember that, 2007 for Facebook. Then, to Instagram, 2011. And iba yung dynamics ng relationship mo with your office mate, with your friends, with your family, before the social media happened. Diba? And then after that, I can really say that my routine became heavily influenced by, actually heavily tied by social media. As in, part na siya ng buhay mo, from the things you eat, the things you buy, the sharing your experiences, tagging places and people. Isa ka ba sa mga nagpo-post?
Si Foursquare kumatok. Si Foursquare kumatok.
Ay, ginamit ko rin yan. My gosh!
Kasi location, di ba? Foursquare.
Ikaw rin ba? Wait lang, matanong kita. Ikaw rin ba? Remember the photo albums ng Facebook? Yung maglalagay ka lang, tas 100 yung laman, tas wala talaga siyang arrangement. non-edited siya.
Oo, before, di ba? You can't really personalize, di ba?
Yeah, nakanganga ka, bagong gising ka, walang pakilasing, di ba? You just post everything after a party or a get-together. Tatlong post pare-pareho, go lang.
Actually, I remember, I think filters like photo filters only became popular because of Instagram. Kasi sila yung unang nag-introduce ng filters eh.
True, true.
Pero prior to that, yun nga, kung ano yung picture mo, you post it like that. Kung marunong ka mag-editing talaga, like outside, marunong ka talaga mag-Photoshop, winner yon. Pero mostly talaga, filters just existed after Instagram came out. And that was when, yun nga, mga 2010 yato, 2009 ko lang siya na-remember na nagkaroon na eh.
So yun, that's another change with the way we handle our photos, diba? Yung memories na pinopost mo. You post everything unedited. The way I used social media before, I really had fun.
Yeah, before, you know.
Oo, pero meron din akong toxic phase na, toxic phase in a sense na lahat na lang inishinare mo. Lahat na lang. Alam mo yun, kape, yung bag, yung sapa. Alam mo yun, we had to go through that.
I guess it's also because of growing up. Before talaga, honestly, when you're younger, it's so easy to share everything because back then, medyo wala kang filter, di ba? Pero as you get older, now you realize na there are repercussions to some of your posts. You understand that now. So medyo may pagka-curate na siya.
Yes. Remember, because we are talking about privacy today, I want to remind everyone, nakasama sa enjoyment kasi natin, we are also submitting information on social media. Social media platforms ng kusa, we are really giving it to them without them asking. Diba? Tapos yun, sabi ko, I realized I posted everything, sobrang walang filter. Tapos, marirealize mo, hindi pala siya okay sa relasyon nyo ng kamag-anak mo, ng friends ko. Kasi, there's this subtle invitation na, hey, look at my life. Look at me. And,
posisahin mo ako.
Oo, may mga times na I've met people in the past. Their social media is so different. Pero iba rin siya pag sa pagkakakilala ko na sa personal. As in, ikaw ba to? May ganun talaga na, talaga ba? May ganyan.
Ito, syempre, since we're talking about how social media has affected us, tas lalo na ikaw na before you kind of regret some of the things you posted. Ibig sabihin ba, nag-delete ka ng mga luma mong post?
Yeah, oo. Especially nung after I started blogging. Kasi nga, di ba, I used to do makeup blogs, makeup review. And then there was a time na ang talagang nag-hit dun sa mga makeup na ni-review ko was the ColourPop. Kasi before, ang style ko is, before they come to Singapore, I make sure na ako yung unang magre-review. Yun yung bentahe ko eh. Grabe girl, nakakalat yung pagbumuka ko sa Carousel, sa Shopee. Kasi yung swatches, they really get my photos without asking me. So later on, I added na my name, talagang nilalagyan ko na siya ng watermark because that's scary. Imagine they're just getting it for them to sell a product without even asking you. Then yung mga followers ko later on, they will tell me, oh hi, sabi yung ganun, I saw your photo, sabi niya, I follow you, I message them nga, ganyan-ganyan, they should ask permission, ganyan-ganyan. May mga concerned naman, but you know, hindi mo siya malalabanan lahat. And yeah, it's part of, kumbaga isa siya sa mga hindi magandang practices that you have to sort of embrace. So what I do is, I really edit my photo. I don't put out yung, may mga inaalis akong details sa mukha ko so that if and when they use it for something bad, I can really tell na, okay, hindi ako talaga nag-upload yan because I have this. Mga ganon.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were saying something.
Hindi, sabi ko, yung tanong ko nga kung whether nag-delete ka ng post dati, akala ko nag-delete ka lang ng album ng ex mo. Ganon. Akala ko ganon.
Ay, hindi.
Ranting din pala siya.
Well, ginawa ko din yun. Yung nag-delete ka ng mga ay, isa pa yan. Ako! Later, pag-usapan natin dyan.
Alam mo ba, since I created my Facebook account in 2009, I have never deleted anything. No, wow. I've never deleted photos. Never talaga. Kasi pag nag-post ako, yun na siya. So yung mga friends ko na mag-jowa dati, tapos magkahiwalay na kayo, wala kayong magagawa. Nandun kayo sa album
ko.
Oh
my God, girl! May bakas pa nang nakalipas.
We all meet in that album. Oo, sa akin yung past nila, wala silang magagawa na nandun pa rin yung photo nila sa akin. Kasi I don't delete stuff talaga pag nasa social media. Siguro, kunyari, na may napansin akong grammatical error, edit ko. Buti nga may mga edit button na ngayon. Before, wala, di ba? Pero wala talaga.
Before on Instagram, wala pa kasi nung archive. So what you do is you delete it. Ngayon nga, buti nga may archive na eh. Because you can just put it back anytime you want to.
Tsaka you can edit na. You can edit your post na now. True, before true. Talaga wala. Delete mo yung buo. Diba? Sana si Twitter din Twitter formal ay X formerly known as Twitter na siya.
Shwitter,
sana siya din maka-edit mo. Oo, si Shwitter.
Sa Shwitter.
Diba? O sige, bago tayo bago tumakbo yung karwahe talaga, especially since we're talking about what we share, what we have deleted before, we also have to talk about whether it's safe to share or why people actually do it. Diba? So, syempre, kinailangan namin mag-consult ng mga eksperto. So, nag-research kami. So, there's an article by Laura Moss, and it's about the psychology of social media sharing. Tapos, it mentions that there are 5 reasons that people share on social media. Diba? 5 reasons. It has a lot to do with selling and product sharing, pero na-adopt na siya ng mga tao personally when they share on social media. So the first one is to bring value and entertainment to others. Ako ganito ako kasi we're friends on social media. Ako, I like posting pictures of my dogs. I like making at least funny to me na captions. Tapos even sharing awkward stuff about working out, mga ganon. Kasi I feel na that's me, that I know that entertains people. Ganun sa akin. Ikaw ba, ano ba yung mga sinishare mo na feeling mong it brings entertainment to people?
Sa personal ko, before, it's really more on like makeup, the way I put myself, thoughts, quotes, yan talaga. Or the movies or series or the things that I watch. My music, the music that I listen to. Or any products na, for example, I find it good, and I want to share it with them, or if I have a good experience from a place, I share it. So, kasi sa akin, for me, important yung personal story ng mga taong naka-experience. Kasi that's one thing that I don't like when it comes to influencer, you know, stuff. Because they're paid to say good things. And even if they say, oh, you don't have to say good things, when someone sends you a product or gives you a GC for an experience, at the back of your head, you know na, ay, kahit papano, kailangan nating sabihin ang maganda kasi mahal din to. Like, diba? Binigay to sa'yo. So that's why I really want someone or people, whenever they share their experience, yung kung okay ba talaga yung product, because they paid it for with their own money. Tapos talagang yun yung nararamdaman nila nung na-experience nila yung product or yung service, yung mga ganun ba, unedited. Na diba? Review.
Mm-mm. On that note, kami po ni Roma ay tumatanggap ng sponsorship.
Tama.
We will say good things. Mm-mm. We will say good things on that note.
Tama.
wala na po kaming ibang sasabihin kundi good things.
Oo. Para po sa
Huling po kami sa sponsorships. Mahirap na po ang buhay.
Para po sa Philippine-based businesses, makikontakt si Marga. For Singapore and international, please contact me. Hindi na talaga naiyayin.
Malapit lang naman po ang Singapore at Manila. So, oh my gosh, hindi na pala ako taga Manila. Singapore at Pilipinas, di ba? Padala niyo na kami. Diyos ko naman, si Colourpop, may bago kayong labas sa Sailor Moon. Baka gusto niyo naman padala sa amin. Si Colourpop.
Nakakamiss yung mga makeup, makeup stuff.
Wala na tayong pera. O sige, another reason why people, baka mamaya talaga hindi na tayo i-sponsor. Okay, Another reason why people share on social media is because they are defining themselves and they want to make a personal brand, you know. Branding ding ding nga, ika nga talaga ang storya. And ikaw, you already discussed it na since you dealt a lot with makeup and of course we are doing podcasting now, kahit papaano may konting public persona ka, may personal brand ka.
Yeah. Ikaw ba? Ikaw muna, mag-share ka if can you relate to this na at some point yung accounts mo is also about a personal branding or were you ever conscious na I'm doing this kasi gusto ko siyang it's a good kumbaga brownie points siya when it comes to my personal brand. Yang tataka.
Honestly kasi hindi naman po kasi ako sikat. Kaya wala akong pakialam. I think more about what my friends and family would think rather than my personal brand because first is wala naman akong ganun, hindi naman ako artista, hindi rin ako influencer. Pero willing po kaming maging sponsored content. Ganun talaga. Willing talaga po talaga.
Pinupush talaga natin eh, no?
Yeah, pero honestly, I don't know what that brand is. I hope my brand is someone who brings joy. I hope my brand is someone, you know, who's an advocate for animals. And, you know, na I hope that's my brand na when people see my posts, it's about the things that I like. It's about the things that I support. Mga ganun. Pero like consciously making a brand? No, I don't. Ikaw meron talaga, di ba?
Ito yung sinasabi ko kanina na it's a challenge for me to put up that kind because I want to put up myself as a content creator, which is separate from my personal life. Because I remember Mel Robbins, she has this quotable quote on social media that your social media, the other way to look at it is your social media should speak for what you do. Kaya dun, yun siya yung, nandun lahat ng ginagawa mo. For example, you're a content creator. So for me, aside from the podcast, di ba minsan may guesting din ako sa iba, but it's not aligned to Empowered Talks or kung ano man yung ginagawa kong show. It's a different thing, but it speaks for me as a podcaster, as a speaker, di ba? So yun. And I've attempted that before. Sometimes, mas gusto rin ng tao na they know about a little about your personal life. Kasi yun na nga ang uso ngayon sa social media. They should have...
Let's be real.
Yeah, they should have an access to your personal life. Otherwise, they will see you as inauthentic.
Yeah.
So parang, what do we know about this person? We haven't tayo alam sa buhay niya. Then they don't like you anymore. So yun yung battle. So for me ngayon, I just naka-private lang ako. naka-halt muna siya. So that's why Empowered Talks, that Brooke Pinay podcast, they have their own social media because they stand up for themselves. Kasi stand alone sila. Hindi siya nakakabit sa akin talaga. Kasi I understand na may ganung personal branding. Okay, ito yung host, ito yung creator, ganyan ganyan. But ang hirap.
Yeah.
Ang hirap because I really value my privacy, especially now na they can just get their photos and then they can make an AI sometimes may mga cases na they get photos random then they use it on dating sites. Alam mo yun, yung ganun, yung mga nakakatakot.
Totoo naman, and usually it does happen to a lot of yung famous people, yung lalo na yung mga talagang maganda, guwapo. It happens to them a lot. Thankfully, I don't have that problem. Pero
Pero girl, we post bikini photos. Remember, yeah. We post bikini photos. Talaga inalis ko nga yung bikini photos ko. Bikini talaga yun. I mean, naka-swimsuit, diba? You're just enjoying your vacation. Then the next thing you know, nasa dating site ka na. Like, what? Diba?
Diyos ko naman. Saying na you have a different person, saying that your social media accounts for your other content can stand alone, pero still that's why I like podcasting as a medium kasi it's a way for people to get to know us. It's kind of like, you know, seeing the person for who they are, branding. Sobrang minimal ang scripts ng podcasting.
True.
There are people who can do scripts. There are other shows naman. Like kami ni Roma, we only have guides. But we're not really scripted. So you are kind of seeing us for who we are. This is like the most personal way to know someone. It's by asking them ridiculous questions.
I agree. That's why I think it sticks din eh. Kasi ito yung pinaka masasabi mong ang authentic mo. You know what you're saying. You need one in control. But it's really different for me. Ikaw, you do like video contents, right? Like for TikTok. Ako, I really have a hard time doing that. I'm okay with this setup. Pero yung sabihin mo talaga sa TikTok, it's really a challenge for me. Someday, I want to try it too. Talagang maging consistent. I want to challenge myself. But nahihirapan ako pag may video. Like yung sobrang ganyan lang.
Yeah. No, honestly... For those who are curious, of course, Roma and I have our social media platforms. You can follow Empower Talks. You can follow That Broke Pinay. Ako personally kasi, I only have Mad in Manila, which is a podcast that I'm part of, which is on hiatus. Pero personally, I'm okay with people following me on Instagram. So, Margasayo88. Nagpa-plug na po pala ako ng mga social media. Ito ko is Margasayo. So, don't worry, hindi naman ako yung type ng TikToker na... sumasayaw at nagpapakita ng singit. Hindi naman.
At kuyukot.
Wala po tayo sa ganyang level. Nagpapakita pa lang ako ng clavicle. Clavicle pa lang. Nakikita sa akin. It's entertaining. The reason why I think I'm enjoying using different social media platforms, and I think while I say na I don't have a brand, but I think the way I utilize each platform is somehow my own brand, is because I try to do it on my own. May mga trends kasi talaga, maraming trends, dancing trends, yung mga kung anong sound ang gagamitin mo. Pero honestly, that doesn't matter to me because if it speaks to me, if I find it funny, tas I know that I want to do my own spin on it, that's when I do it. Parang wala akong pakialam doon. So basically, the way I use each platform is unique to me. Yun ako eh. Kung may gagayahin man ako, definitely yun din yung sayaw. Pag may sayaw kasi ako, ibig sabihin may pinsan, may kapatid na namilit. Pero no, ako talaga, hindi talaga. So, ganun siya. Kasi, wala, ganun lang talaga siya eh. Parang ang saya kasi, keeps you young.
Oo, iba-iba. And I mean, just because we can't do it, it doesn't mean na hindi namin gusto din yun or we don't enjoy consuming those types of entertainment or those types of posts. Actually, nakakatuwa nga. Ako honestly, bilib ako kasi ang hirap yung iba, parang mga nakailang take na, di ba? And you're putting out yourself out there. So, yun, nakaka-amaze din siya at the same time.
Yeah. Pero ito pa, that's the second reason why people share. The third one is to grow and nourish relationships. We have like a more in-depth subject on that kasi relationships matter when it comes to sharing, and it does impact privacy. Other reasons would be it's a self-fulfillment ritual. So when you post and you're proud of what you post, you fulfill, may fulfillment siya.
Yeah. Ako, I do that. I do that more recently. This year, every time I finish a project or I finish an important episode or I accomplished something, I really post like a selfie on my personal account because no one will tell you good job. So parang sa akin, it's to push myself then to, alam mo yun, na parang, oh, you did great.
Yeah.
Kinaya mo, girl. Oh, next time ulit. Ganon.
Kasi diba dapat ang biggest cheerleader mo is sarili mo pa din.
Yeah.
So, when you post achievements like this and you are happy about it, you share it to the world, just enjoy it, diba? Again, bashers are there no matter what happens. Baya mo lang sila, diba?
Yeah.
Pero kasi ikaw proud ka sa sarili mo, you show up for yourself, that's huge and everyone should do that. And finally, social media is a way to share what we believe in.
I think we share this, Marga. Oh, personally, as much as I don't want to talk about, you know, the bad stuff, but sometimes Napupot ka talaga sa test. And I honestly want to use my platform para rin makapagbigay ng education, parang makapag-inform sa ibang tao, to give them another perspective, ganyan. And at the same time, it's what you believe in. Yun yung principle mo, diba?
Right. Which means na ako, I know Roma is being very careful about it, pero sinishare niya sa akin yun. Actually, naririndin ako sa pag-share. Hindi kasi, joke lang yun. It's something that we talk about, not on the recording kasi baka mabash kami. Pero there are things na you can only share with friends, with people you can trust with your opinions. Kasi baka mabunot ka kasi this week, ikaw yung makakancel. Ganun na yun eh. Ikaw yung mabubunot sa raffle this week, ikaw yung kakancel nila. Ako, I still feel differently about it. I still share my political beliefs. I still share like advocacies and say it's about dogs or pets who need help. If it's an LGBTQIA issue, like yung about kay Pura Luca Vega,
yeah.
Who I support because I've been a supporter of Pura Luca since they came out parang years ago, 2018 pa yata, fina-follow ko na siya. I don't mind sharing this, and I know that there are so many people in my circle who don't exactly believe in the same things I do. If they want to engage in discussion, walang problema. Basta willing kang makinig din. Kung makikinig ako sa'yo, willing ka rin dapat makinig sa akin. Pero I have this favorite thing that I do on TikTok. I love TikTok because it became a platform for a lot of women to educate other women about weaponized incompetence or how to conduct yourself in relationships or when you should get out of relationships. So there are women on TikTok who I really love, like si Shonda, si Cecilia Regina. They are based in other countries, pero I love their content. And I like commenting. I like commenting on videos. And sometimes when you comment about your own experiences in relationships, talagang may mga babash sa'yo. Lalaki man sila, or they hide behind an anonymous photo. So ako, I don't mind engaging in the comment section debates. Kasi I believe naman in what I say, and I heavily research. Hindi naman ako nagsasalita. I'm not just talking out of my ass. These are things that I believe can impact someone, so I engage. Wala akong problema doon. Tapos ano talaga, kahit hindi ka nila kilala, they will try to hit you low. Kunyari magko-comment ka lang sa video na sabi ko, that's why women should really understand when they should get out of a relationship. If it's not working for them, if you're dating a poor guy na alam mong hindi okay sa'yo, you should get out. There's no problem. Tapos talagang may mga magre-reply na lalaki. One even said na, I pity the guy who would be with you kasi you won't be there for him if things get rough. So, syempre ako, sinagot ko. Sabi ko, first of all, kaya naman nung jowa ko yung sarili niya. Kaya niya. Kasi kaya ko din yung sarili ko. So, you don't get the point. So, syempre, ipapakyo ka na lang nila sa comment section. As in, mumurahin ka na lang nila after.
Yeah, that's kasi what after they do eh. They have the time eh. They have the time.
They have the time but not the smarts. My God. So yun yung mga reasons why people share. And you get to know someone a lot through social media.
But at the same time, Marga, I wanna highlight din ah. Kasi may mga ganun din eh. Like they have this facade eh. Like they're very active, they're pro whatever, whatever. But they really don't do it in their personal life. Or di ba? Parang ano din eh. So that's why you have to discern. Always discern. Yun lang naman. And also, remember that social media is not everything.
Yeah.
It's just partially true. It may be a lie, but always be skeptical. That's my word this week. Be skeptical. Always, always question. Kasi if you will take everything that you see on social media as hard truth, diba? Eh, wala.
Mapapake news talaga tayo.
Yeah.
Mapapake news talaga tayo all the time.
Oo. Oh, oh.
Pero nakapagod, no? I don't know how people do it na they... So, personal social media, which is very different from their in-person persona. Parang nakakapagod, no? Pero I know people do that. And wala eh, ganun talaga. So tama naman, discernment po talaga. Ano po ba yung discern? Dessert ba yan?
Verify information. Oo. O hindi yung ano, parang kang ano, kulto na susunod sa lahat ng sinabi. Ganon, wag ganon.
Pero that has led to people oversharing.
Yes, oo. Which is true. Sabi nga, di ba, ng mga tao, wala na daw talagang private sa social media because everything you do, kahit pa mautot ka, di ba, laman ng banyo nyo, di ba? People are sharing this on social media. Kaya naman minsan talaga mapapaisip ka na lang when there are good things happening to you. Will I still post this on social media? Is this humble bragging or is it just me enjoying the good stuff that are the good things that's happening in my life?
Mm, diba? Eto, we have to answer this question because ikaw nga sabi mo you still post accomplishments which is true. Pero good things don't just come in accomplishments. There are different ways to feel good about yourself. Pero I always have certain filters in place. And most of these filters involve family, diba? Yun talaga.
Honestly, lately.
Same.
Ganyan na din ako. Yeah, kasi, alam mo girl, as you age, naiiba-iba na rin yung mga opinion nyo sa mga bagay-bagay. Fact din yung magkakaiba na kayo ng kung saan kayo nag... Kumbaga, like, for us, we're already situated here in Singapore. And then my family is situated in Manila. So it's really different. The people you socialize or the things that you expose yourself to, may effect yun eh. So therefore, as you grow, talagang nag-iiba-iba yung opinion nyo. And sometimes, para lang hindi kayo talaga magwarlahan sa buhay. That's why I'm thankful for close friends sa social media. So,
saka ano, buti na lang kahit si Facebook. Kasi ano eh, syempre each platform is different. So, yeah. Facebook is where all of your family is. So, if you were to filter family out, that's the best way to do it. Do it on Facebook.
But
diba?
Yeah, I want to share something. Yeah. I have a Facebook, but I don't have any relatives in it. Cause I use my Facebook for just to be admin for my pages, but that's it. I don't have any relatives doon. Kasi ayoko. Like pasong-paso na ako talaga sa Facebook girl, as in.
Sa mga kamag-anak po ni Roma na nananawagan sa nawawalang bata.
wala po.
Ako, I have Facebook pero I already have filters in place kasi you can determine who would be able to see your posts. So si Facebook may ganun siya. I do filter that kasi nga ani parang when you get older, like you said, you know, besides knowing na magkaiba kayo ng opinion ng relatives mo, actually habang tumatanda ka, you do realize there are some relatives who are quite toxic in your life, who are quite abusive. So I don't want to give them access to me because they don't deserve to have access to me in my life. I would rather filter them out kaysa na makita nila tas kung ano nung naririnig mo. Kasi uso yun sa pamilya namin eh. Nakita dito, narinig dito, kung saan na nakarating yung storya. So imbis na kausapin kami directly. Tas pag kinausap mo naman directly, magpapanggap. O edi sige, wala ka na lang alam sa akin. Mm-hmm. Ganun na lang talaga. Kaya din ang Instagram ko, medyo mas private siya. Kasi nga, basta yun. Yun na siya.
Ako naman,
basta pag-filter ng post.
Yeah, ako naman before, may ganyan. Before, nag-filter pa ako sa Facebook. Because that's not my first account eh. Inalis ko na talaga yung original account ko. And then I got tired. Like, why do I have to filter people? Why do I have to adjust? Kumbaga yun yung sa akin, parang, di ba social media, this is my space, bakit ako yung nag-a-adjust? Sa akin lang naman yun. That's the way I think, na parang, eh gusto kong mag-post, tapos iintindihin ko sila. So what I did, wag na lang, kaya ko naman ng Facebook.
Oo. Pero para dun sa mga taong walang choice, like me, I have no choice.
At least that's an option, yeah.
You can naman, you can choose who you want to share these moments with. It's okay. Okay lang na, okay lang mang block. Okay lang mang block. Or okay lang na hindi sila part dun sa public space na lumalabas lahat ng post mo. You can filter them out. It's fine.
Yeah. Ako talaga may, ugali ko lang talaga mag cold turkey. Pag gano'n, ayoko na. Delete ko na yan. Ganon.
Eh, kumakain ako ng cold cuts eh. So, no choice talaga ako. O, sige, ito. So, yun naman, that's, ano, we've talked about positive things, diba? Or let's say, mga accomplishments, triumphs, diba? How about relationships? O, ito, sagutin mo ito. Diba? Kasi, syempre, na, if you're dating someone new, or if you're, you know, if you have a partner, diba, long-term partner, do you post them? Like, how do you feel about posting them?
Alam mo, if you ask me this question like 10 years ago or probably when I was dating, it's gonna be a different answer. But now, because, you know, again, social media, iba na yung effect niya sa buhay natin. And also, I think I've come to a certain maturity na din. Personal rule, don't post it unless sure na.
Mm-mm.
Kumbaga, i-soft launch mo na lang muna sa stories. Pakamay-kamay, ganyan, di ba? Pero yung sabihin mong every time na magde-date ka, halimbawa, tas mega-post ka, tas pag nag-away kayo, di-delete mo lahat.
Mm-mm.
Mas nag-invite ka pa rin chismosa sa buhay mo kasi, uy, nakita mo si ano, di ba ang sweet-sweet nila? Lahat na lang pinost. Tapos yung mga mahahabang monthly messages, tas lahat ngayon, wala na. Check mo, ganon. O, di ba?
O, tas check mo yung album, di ba? I-check mo yung album. Hala, wala na yung album nila.
Hala, nag-outfollowhan.
Oo. Eh, di ba, mag-honeymoon pa yun sa ganito? My gosh, pwede ba pa magpo-post kayo ng mga jowa nyo sa social media na sobrang saya nyo? Pag nag-break kayo, pwede mag-post din kayo kasi hindi namin kaya na hindi namin nalalaman.
Kayo na nag-share. Tama, in-involve nyo kami. Masama nyo kami. Hello, kailangan naman update.
Huwag nyo kami cliffhanger. Sama nyo naman kami sa storya. Minsan kasi talaga, imbes na, tapos isipin mo, do you ask them directly? Parang ganon, di ba?
Kamusta nang hindi ka chismosa yung dating mo, ganon?
Kasi hindi pa yung close, di ba? Eh kung close, kaya ko naman diretso. Pero kung hindi ko ka-close, paano na? So pwede bang update nyo kami?
pero ako ngayon, now with my personal social media, I just made a rule na I will not post anything about my marriage or my family. Usually, pag nagpo-post ako, like, spur of the moment, then I'm gonna archive it. It's because I have to ask their permission then. Can I post your pic? Ganyan. Especially, I have my pamangkin who's very young. So, I don't want her to be exposed if she don't want to be exposed. So, it's really important then that you ask permission. So, yun, even before when I was posting my pictures with my husband, I would ask him, can I post this? Is it okay with you? Because I don't want to violate their privacy din, di ba? And even with my in-laws, I do the same.
Oh, di ba?
Talaga, I ask. Kasi baka mamaya ayaw nila eh. Mamaya nandito pala sila. Tapos yun pala, sabi nila, absent lang sila sa office. Ikaw, pinost mo na, di nahuli ka pa.
Ikaw pa lang may kasalanan kaya sila napatawad ng HR.
Kaya nga.
Ito naman, sasabihin ko naman sa mga ganyan na, kung kayo ay nagtatago, eh di, wag na kayo sumama sa photo, pwede ba? Paano kayo eh? Papahamak kayo eh, di ba? Pero honestly, I do ask, lalo na yung mga minors, yeah. May pamangkin ako and sobrang adorable niya. Pero when I do want to post something, I really ask the parent, is it okay to post this? Papakita ko talaga. Payag naman. So kung pumayag, laban. Tag mo lang si parent para alam mo yun, alam niya kung ano yung pinost mo. Pero ayun, you really have to ask for consent. Pero for me to answer the question about relationships, I don't. Walang ano.
Wala kayong mahihita sa social media ni Marga.
Wala kayong
mahihita. Kahit i-accept kanya.
Pamilya at aso ko lang. Wala kayong mahihita. Diba? Yung pala kasi, hindi niya alam na mag-jowa kami. Kaya wala niya alam. Hindi kasi ano ba, again, this is something that my boyfriend and I have talked about na sabi ko sa kanya na since I have a big social media presence,
mm-hmm.
marami akong friends, I have social media platforms, multiple, tapos siya, low-key, I have told him na if we do want to post something, kailangan kang maging ready. Medyo pagpapiestahan ka talaga, especially for someone like me na wala namang may alam na nagkaka-boyfriend ako. Minsan nga kahit ate ko hindi alam eh. Minsan kahit kapatid ko hindi alam eh. So, alam mo yon,
be ready na may manghimasok talaga.
Oo, if ever I declare someone publicly na I'm dating someone na may picture, I'm sure pagdidiskitahan siya. So, I'm also trying to protect that. Hindi na nga ako artista, pero pinagchichismisan pa rin ako. Who knows pa kung maging artista pa ako, di ba? My gosh, ang
hirap. Grabe.
Hirap po mag- charot. Ganun talaga. Siyempre, na-judge. Ayoko rin naman na ma-judge siya. Ayoko rin naman ang makarinig ng mga bagay na against against him, against me. Eh, nananahimik na lang kami. Tapos, kung ano na pa sasabihin nyo, mga bitera.
True. yun naman talaga yun eh. Pero yun nga, siguro we share the same thinking na or reasoning din. That's why we don't post them. It's because, well, we really want that part of our lives private. And at the same time, ako naman din, it's my social media. So, hindi naman kailangang may presensya sila. Diba? If people will... If people around you or yung friends mo gustong kamustahin kayo or kami, kamustahin nyo kami. Mag-message kayo.
Directly.
Text me, call me, diba? We can always talk, pero I don't have to, kasi nga, wala, parang sabi nga ni Davao Konya, diba? Wala naman dapat patunayan on social media.
Yeah. Pero sadly, people think that they do. Same din sa akin, call me, text me, padala nyo kami ng ube pandesal, walang problema.
Yeah. Pwede. Pa-Gcash, ganyan charing.
Oo, pa-Gcash, pwede rin naman. Tapos diba, again, the reason why we do this is besides protecting our partners and also safekeeping that privacy. It's also because we want to keep really happy moments. Just yeah. That. Happy. Happy moments. Not everything has to be shared on social media.
May mga times talaga na gusto mong inyo lang, alam mo yon. Or sometimes ako, like if I really, like for example, I had a good trip, lumabas kami ng country, nagbakasyon kami, I would post pero late. Hindi ako naglalagay ng exact place.
Oh yeah.
Kasi that's also, privacy and security.
Yeah. This is something that I've been hearing a lot on social media about the evil eye. Have you heard about this?
Oh yeah, I've heard about it. And I feel that it's true. Oh my God.
Yeah, explain mo nga. Anong intindi mo sa kanya?
The evil eye is when you are, let's put it on the perspective of social media. So for example, you posted that you're very happy, ang dami mo accomplishments, you just post the good stuff about your life. Not everyone who looks at it or nakikiusyoso dyan is really happy for you. Not all of them are that. Kasi hindi mo naman lahat sila friends. And even friends, sometimes they're not happy for you. Right? So, parang nakakainis, nagbabiyahe na naman siya, or grabe, nakailang concert, anak ng Wetting Lord, or gano'n, diba? May gano'ng ano ngayon, may gano'ng meme ngayon. So, and sometimes, what happens is, sabi nila, the yung evil eye na yan, ang nangyayari, the good things that happen to you, parang nauusog.
Nauudlot. Yeah,
nauusog, nauudlot. Either nag-aaway kayong mag-jowa, or...
Na-aksidente. May mga ganun na moments na aksidente sa biyahe.
Yes, or di kaya yung project na pinopost mo na ang tagal-tagal mo nang pinag-work on, it will be canceled. Parang hindi na natuloy. So, parang in a way, they are praying negative for you. Na parang, lagi na lang siya. Ending, di na ikaw. Pero I mean, of course, it's just like a concept then. But ako, I personally believe it. That's why I limit talaga my post. Ikaw, naniniwala ka ba doon?
Now I do, and that's why I filter stuff na. That's why I filter stuff. Before, kasi if it's in the moment, let's say I want to share na nasa biyahe ako, I would. Pero nung nalaman ko yung concept na yon, especially since personally, sometimes we're not doing well din. Sabi ko, minsan talaga baka may energy na nag-i-invite na maging bad yung experience. So you just try to avoid that. So how do you avoid it? Ang mga nababasa ko sa social media, what I see on TikTok is that when you're traveling, do not post photos during the whole duration of the trip. maybe you can share photos with your loved ones. Kunyari, nasa private chat kayo. Sige, share mo siya. Pero wag muna sa social media mo. Kasi nangyayari, especially if you don't filter your audience and someone thinks badly of you on the during the trip, yun nga, baka may sakunang mangyari. Ang sad naman nun. Kumbaga, you can still post it, pero in the moment, enjoy it muna.
True.
Enjoy it muna in the moment. Unless bayad ka talaga na mag-post during the moment, let's say sponsored post siya, you have to. Pero yung personal na pwede naman siguro pag-uwi ko na lang i-post, sige, go.
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay lang. Dati, ano eh, dati very conscious ako, Marga, when people like, ay, ayoko i-post kasi baka sabihin nila, I'm so full of myself. Ngayon, hindi. Isipin nyo lang, I'm so full of myself, I don't care. But I just, yun nga, for security reasons lang din, I don't post where I am exactly. Kasi, di ba, naging habit din natin yan before because of social media. For example, you're at the Eiffel Tower, you post that you're in Paris, diba? Good morning, Paris! May ganyan. Ganyan ako dati, nagbunta ako first time ko sa Paris. Good morning, Paris! Or diba, good evening, Paris! Ganyan, ganyan. Tapos, ayun. Wala, wag mong gawin kasi security nga. Bakla. Alam mo ba, wait, speaking of security, there was a story way, way back na ganyan, yung mag-asawa sa Facebook, they would post everything wherever they are. Then nag-post sila ng status na we're so excited to go to this concert this weekend, ganyan ganyan. Basically their life is on social media. Nung alam na ng lahat ng friends nila na on Thursday night nasa concert sila malayo, alam mo girl, linakawan sila ng friend nila. Eh buti na lang kamo may CCTV sila. This is one of the famous stories about social media nga, about posting everything online. So yun, it turns out nakita nila friend nila na plot ng friend nila na manakawan sila because everything is on social media. So that's why you just don't learn from them.
Parang Bling Ring, yung movie na Bling Ring.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that.
That's one of my favorite movies na sa LA, merong group of kids na they would burglarize mga celebrities and they would know when to go to the house dahil they post kung saan sila sa araw na to. So Paris Hilton was one of the biggest victims. She was burglarized for like over 2 years. Pabalik-balik sila sa bahay niya.
May ganyan din yung ano, I think stylist ba ng Kardashians? Nawala lahat ng bag niya kasi mayroon siyang ano YouTube channel. So syempre nag-unbox siya, nag-share siya ng lahat ng bags niya, lahat ng mamahalin limited edition. So what happened is alam na nung mga nagnanakaw kung nasan yung mga yon, and nung kinuha, nung nakapasok sa bahay niya, yung mga limited edition lang ang mga pinagkukuha.
Grabe, no, kasi alam na nila na yun yung limited edition na inexplain mo.
Yeah, because you share everything. That's oversharing.
So ayun, hirap naman, no. So again, we have to be careful. We have to be careful about our locations. Please be careful, lalo na kung mag-isa ka sa bahay.
Yes.
Please be careful about sharing your address. Be careful about sharing your valuables, even sharing photos of your kids. Imagine the number of cases na na-stalk yung bata kasi nakyutan yung mga tao on social media tapos may stalker na. Ay, my gosh. Kinikilabutan ako whenever I think about it. Na there was a story.
Oh my God, hindi ko alam yan. Hindi ko alam yan na na-stalk yung bata.
Yeah, there was a story from years ago. There was this family who was a YouTube family. So they would post. Tapos yung anak nila, pinapost nila. Tapos they started receiving messages from this guy who would always comment talaga na ang cute-cute, ang ganda-ganda, ganun-ganun. Tapos I think has tried calling them personally. Tapos, until yung bata na ang nagsabi na, can we please stop it na? So, they shut down. They shut down the accounts. Wala na. Years after, like 5 years after. So, the kid is now in, I think, parang before high school, elementary age. My God. Nahanap sila ng lalaki sa ibang state.
Scary, my gosh.
Nahanap sila ng lalaki. The neighbors thought na meron lang homeless guy na naglalakad around the area. Tapos, I think the guy was in front of the house ng bata. Hindi niya pa alam nandun yung bata nakatira. Spoke into the Ring camera or tried shouting into the house. Narinig ng bata yung boses niya. Recognized him. That's when the police came. Sabi niya, oh, I've been looking for this kid who's 8 years old. I've been trying to get a date with her for years. Ganon. A date.
Ew!
kaya talagang yung mga parents na nag-share, di ba? If you want to do that, walang problema. Just put safety measures in place. Kaya nga you ask for consent, you manage your location really well, di ba?
For me, especially if your kids, like, I understand na, syempre, happy kayo, you're proud of your kids, yung achievements nila, but please think twice or more than 10 times, I guess, if you will post where they are studying.
Yes, my gosh. Please.
Kasi hindi nyo alam, hindi naman kayo kasama niya lagi diba? So, yun lang, parang sa akin, talagang, if you're listening to this episode, I hope that you remind yourself, your friends, you know, your family na kids, especially kids, wala silang laban. Hindi ganun kadali. Kasi wala pa silang masyadong alam sa buhay. So, it's really, like, their safety is important na kailangan tulungan nyo rin sila maging safe. And if it will help, have a safe, like, a secret word or sentence na kayo lang ang nakakaalam sa pamilya nyo. So, for ano lang, you can identify them.
Diba, nakakatakot. Oh, depart na tayo dun sa nakakatakot na subject ng security. Dun naman tayo sa nakakainis.
Sabi sa inyo, kukugutin namin ang iba't ibang emosyon nyo ngayon eh. Oh. Diba?
Oo, diba? Kami wala kaming kids ni Roma, pero we understand how scary it is.
May pamangkin tayo.
Eto naman, let's talk about privacy in the Filipino household. Meron nga ba? Meron nga bang privacy sa mga bahay natin na mga Pinoy?
Ayan na nga. Alam mo nga, hindi nga uso kandado sa amin. Honestly, I think, Marga, it has something to do with paano ba? May socio-economics ganyan. Hindi, totoo. That's part of it because a typical household in the Philippines, just think about this, sama-sama lagi ang pamilya. I mean, it's good. But at the same time, as kids grow up, they need to understand the concept of privacy. Kasi later on in life, gagamitin din nila yung concept of privacy na yon when they work, diba? In their personal relationships.
When they start having their own relationships.
Yeah. Yun. And when the family violates the personal privacy of the kids, for them, it's normal na, ay, hindi kasi kami ganyan lumaki. Wala kaming privacy. So, carry lang. Okay lang yan. Diba? I think that's really one eh. Yung situation nyo as you grow up. Kasi ako, kami, diba? Of course, we grew up in Manila. And I grew up in that kind of concept. When we came here, we had our own room, may sarili kaming bahay, may sarili kaming pinto. Alam mo, na-realize namin, iba pala talaga yung may sarili kang kwarto. Kasi hindi na-violate yung privacy mo. For example, halimbawa lang, nag-away kayo, you can close the door, you can lock the door, and just be with yourself. Sa nanay ko, walang ganun. Bakit ka naglalak ng pinto? Ang tinatago mo? Bakit ka naglalak? Dapat di yung nakalak. Ganon.
Default siya, no? Default siya talaga sa mga authority figures natin, no? Ay, Diyos ko. Alam mo ako, yun din, same situation. Kasi before, I would often share, this is the only time that I've had my own room. I'm in my 30s, and the moment we moved to our own house, dahil kami yung nagbabayad, this is the only time I've had my own room, honestly.
Diba? Iba yung feeling. So iba yung feeling.
Iba yung feeling na may sarili kang pinto. Tapos, kasi even growing up, my mom would check my cell phone all the time. Sipin mo yung 33-10 mo na nakikita nung nanay mo, tapos minsan siya sasagot ng tawag kahit para sa akin yung tawag. Tapos from that time pa lang, wala na talagang privacy. And I know my mom was really looking out for me, pero it did impact the way I shared my life with authority figures. Kasi kahit yung kapatid ko, yung nakakatanda kong kapatid, ngayon, again, 30s na ako. Tapos pag naglalak ako ng pinto, and I mentioned this to you recently, pag naglalak ako ng pinto kasi may kausap ako sa video or let's say I have an important meeting, naglalak talaga ako ng pinto. Kasi mamaya pag nabuksan niya yung pinto, tas let's say hindi kayo okay, ang gulo pa naman ng camera ko is katabi ang pinto.
Kita-kita.
So pag nabuksan
niya,
kita-kita. Hindi kayo decent. Eh di nakita na kayo sa camera ko, di ba? But sadly, my sister always thinks na pag nakalock yung pinto ko, may masama akong ginagawa. Sabi ko, ano ba kala mo may sex tape? Gumagawa ko ng sex tape dito sa loob, di ba? First of all, kung gagawa ko ng sex tape, may make sure ko na wala ka sa bahay. Yun ang una. May make sure ko na walang tao sa bahay. Di ba? At saka, I would have better lighting than this if ever man I think of the option. Pero no, I'm safeguarding my privacy and also their identities when I'm on a video call. Kaya ito, recording, nilock ko yung door kasi if everyone may dumating, at least hindi nila mabubuksan yung pinto ko. Ha, ang hirap talaga. Ang hirap talaga.
So talagang nandun yung ano eh, part ng culture na, like as much as it is very inviting and also you share everything, pero nakakatawa no, kasi you share everything but at the same time, hindi nila ano, vina-value yung for them it's an alien concept. That's why like na mention ko, 'di ba? I have may pamangkin ako. And I really like that she knows how to value her privacy. Like she has her body language eh. May body language ng tao pag ayaw nila makipag-usap, naglalagay ng headset. And sometimes, 'di ba? May mga ganung tao naka-headset ka na, kakausapin ka pa.
Oo. Hindi kasi if we teach younger people how to value their privacy and we respect those boundaries, it also prevents them from doing stuff na itatago nila sa'yo. Kasi dahil ginawa yun sa akin ng nanay ko, ng kapatid ko, I became very good at hiding stuff.
Yeah, like, I agree.
Honestly,
I agree.
I became very good at doing that kasi since lagi mo namang ginajudge na may masama akong ginagawa, o sige, pag may gawin talaga akong masama, wala kang malalaman. Hindi mo malalaman, 'di ba? Kaya nagulat na lang yung mga kapatid ko, umuwi ako, may tattoo na ako. They never knew that I wanted tattoos. Pero sabi ko, "No, I wanted tattoos. I just didn't want to tell you when I would get them." Parang they had an idea. It's because these are little things that impacted the way I shared it with my family members. Same as, 'di ba, sa mga relatives natin, 'di ba? Ano ba mga ganap lagi Roma pag kasama mo ang extended family mo?
Ito, hindi naman sa pagbabadmouth, no? Hindi. Honestly lang, when it comes to relatives, for every family reunion, for example, it's as if you're not allowed to avoid invasive questions. This, we both share experiences nito, di ba? Yung tipong pag hindi ka sumagot, parang sungit naman, di ba? May ganyan.
Mabash ka agad ng tita mo.
Oo. Diba? Na parang ikaw, alam mo na kasi naman yung ano eh. Alam mo na nga kasi yung patutunguhan ng tanong eh. Now, for example, may boyfriend ka ba? Di ka pa ba magkakaanak? Magkano ba sinusweldo mo? Oh, laki siguro ng sweldo mo. Diba? Oh, ano nang size ng bewang mo? Laki na lang bra mo. Pati ba bra? My God.
Oh my God. Alam mo, honestly, yung mga questions na yan, especially in bra, my God, I would get that comment.
Ah, talaga?
Sa reunion, family reunion, may magsasabi, thankfully, hindi yung mga male relatives ko nagtatanong. Pero imagine mo, tita mo tatanungin ka in public, ano na bang size ng bra mo? In public ka, maririnig ng mga pinsan mo, ng mga tito mo.
Ako naman, ano, ang diba? Lagi sa akin is, ano, laki-laki mo. Ganun lagi, laki-laki mo. Kaya nung later part, I'll be very honest in this episode. Later part talaga, sabi ko, pag sila ate ko, oh, pupunta si ganito, ganyan. Pupunta ka ba, ganyan? Or uuwi ba kayo? Sabi ko, sinasabi ko na lang na, hindi, bigay mo na lang yung share ko ng pa-Christmas. Kasi ayoko naman na nagbigay na nga ako ng pa-Christmas. Sasabihan pa ako ng... Alam mo yun, we don't have to have a small talk. Alam ko naman na yun, responsibilidad to with the family. I'm gonna give it, just don't ask me. Kasi I never had a good experience in the past. What will make it different this time?
Mm-mm. Diba?
Na, oo, minsan kasi sa mga small talk, nangangamusta pa biro. Parang hello, 20 years na tayong ganito.
Mm-mm. Tapos nakakainis, no? Lagi na lang, instead na genuine curiosity na na talagang gusto nilang malaman kung kamusta ka, they would always ask you about things na can really be embarrassing to talk about. Isipin mo, lagi kang tatanungin sa love life, lagi kang tatanungin sa sweldo mo, or lagi kang tatanungin sa weight mo. Hindi niyo po ba ako gustong tanungin kung kamusta ako sa trabaho ko? Gusto niyo po ba kamustahin kung kamusta yung health namin? Yung, alam mo yun, actual genuine curiosity na kamusta ka? Ano nang ganap mo?
Anong pinagkakaabalahan mo?
Di ba? Kamusta yung podcast mo? Ganun, mahirap na yun. Oh,
ganun. Plus, stay away from our mattress.
Oo, di ba? Kasi ganun talaga. And sadly, it's women who always get the brunt of the invasive questions. It's really the women.
True.
And we talked about this in one of our earlier episodes na we have to break the cycle. Since tayo, naramdaman natin siya. We don't do these things to the younger ones. We do our best to avoid it. Or you apologize if you've done it before.
Yeah, diba? You should. Alam mo, may time na kaming mag-asawa. Like, okay, sige, may meet na namin. Alam mo talaga, may ganun kami na parang, oh, ready ka na? Let's get it over with. Ganun kami, as in parang ang mission. Pupunta ka sa mission na ganyan, tapos babalik na kami sa kwarto. Kasi we don't want to, we don't want to hear about the negative stuff. Yeah, parang ganun. And it spoils yung ano. It spoils the experience. So yun. Kaya minsan hindi talaga nakaka-excite umuwi. Honestly, hindi siya nakaka-excite.
Not all the time, no. Depende talaga sa purpose talaga.
True.
Ay, no. Pero minsan, no, kunyari mga may nakikinig sa atin na they have no choice.
Oh yeah, especially kung halimbawa yung bahay nyo, balik tayo dun sa setup ng bahay. Halimbawa yung bahay nyo talagang isa lang yung kwarto, yung parents lang yung may kwarto, tapos kayong magkakapatid, magkakasama. Diba? Sige, tuloy mo, girl.
Paano na yun? Eh, di palayasin mo yung kapatid. First is, this is the time that we have to talk about boundaries. Especially when it comes to safeguarding our privacy. When you're younger, honestly, when you're younger and you live in one house, it's very hard to fight that system. Wala kang magagawa. Unless, you know, you get the support of your parents na they understand why you need the privacy. There are parents who would, you know, kung hindi ka namin mabigyan ng sarili mong kwarto, o sige, lalagyan natin ng kortina. Sige, lalagyan natin ng kortina, lalagyan natin ng partition. If it's something that that would help you, what else? What if ma pwedeng kausapin yung kapatid na, "Uy, wag mo naman papakialaman yung gadgets ko pag wala ako."
Exactly. Actually, diba? Yun yung gusto kong sabihin. I want to dab on that concept or sundan yung sinasabi mo, because sometimes it's the parents who's parang ayaw nila na magka-privacy nga yung mga anak. Kasi for example, kunin mo na lang yung gamit ng ate mo, ako bahala. Sasabihin ko. Tinuturuan mong pakialaman niya yung gamit. Why don't you tell them na you ask permission first before you use it?
Yeah. Tawagan mo muna si ate mo. Ganun.
Tapos ending, para hindi na mag-away, hiya mo na, ganyan. Parang, no, you should, again, as parents, dapat maging aware ka na yung mga anak nyo, may kanya-kanyang privacy yan, especially if they're boys or girls. Diba? Kasi minsan may difference din eh. Sa lalaki, walang pakialam. Okay lang maghiraman ng gamit eh. Alam mo ba, later part ko na lang ng buhay ko na-realize na ang paggamit mo ng gamit ng ate mo or ng kapatid mo nang walang paalam is actually violating a boundary. I didn't know that. Kasi sa batang mahirap or lumaki ka sa konsepto na sama-sama kayo.
Na-shared.
Oo, yeah. Na-shared talaga. Pag uwi mo, gagamitin mo yung bag mo, hindi mo mahanap kasi nasa kapatid mo pala. Parang sa'yo, ay, okay lang sa akin yun eh. Okay lang siya kasi sabi, sharing eh. Kasi dapat, huwag kang maging madamot. That's the other side of it. But then, come to think of it, that's privacy. That's boundary. So when you, for example, nagpunta ka ng college, yung roommate mo, nangingialam din ng gamit mo, sa'yo okay lang yun kasi ganun ka sa bahay, sanay ka na eh.
Ganun ka lumaki eh. Yeah. Pero pala, nanakawang ka na.
Yeah, or ikaw naman yung nangingialam sa gamit ng ibang tao. Kasi sa'yo, okay lang yun eh. Hindi mo iniisip na, hindi pala okay sa ibang tao yun.
Ay, Diyos ko doy. Ang hirap, no? Kaya yun nga, another solution is, let's say you really can't get the boundary you need.
Yeah.
Kinausap ng authority figure sa bahay nyo, you've tried to put measures in place and still it doesn't exist. It does get better when you get older. Bakit? Kasi pag may trabaho ka na, you can move out. You can move out. Honestly, di ba? When you're older, tapos kaya mo na yung sarili mo, you can find a safe private place for you and you can afford it. Alam mo yon, assess your safety, assess your financial capacity to do it. There's no shame in doing that. There's no shame in finding a place for yourself. Alam ko sa mga Filipino families, sobrang big deal yung nag-move out na anak. Kasi okay lang yung nag-move out dahil kinasal, mag-move out kasi yung trabaho nila outside of the country or ibang probinsya. Yun, okay lang. Pero mag-move out ka within the same city lang na kayo nakatira, pero mag-move out ka. Sobrang big deal yun sa culture natin.
Ang excuse natin madalas dyan, Marga, is clingy kasi kami. Like, we really like to be with each other. Pero sabi ko nga, yun yung sinasabi nung, for me lang naman, yun, based sa experience ko din, yun lang din yung sinasabi ng mga hindi pa natatry talaga na humiwalay. Because the moment that you try living alone and you enjoy your privacy, you enjoy your independence, of course, it's gonna be hard at first. But
sobra.
But the moment that you try standing up sa sarili mong paa, you'll enjoy it. You'll understand what responsibility is. You'll understand what boundary is. You start respecting other people's boundary and privacy too, diba?
Ako, sobrang thankful ako na when we were growing up, we didn't have parents, so nakikita na kami sa ibang family members. Tapos, nagkaroon ng moment na they were offering a place that was still within the same family compound. Libre yon. Kung ginawa namin yon, libre yung bahay namin. Pero napag-usapan namin magkakapatid na gusto na namin bumukod. Kahit na sobrang hirap, kahit na as in talagang, pag naalala ko yung moment na yon na talagang room for rent lang kami, wala kaming ref, wala kaming... Pero it was still the best decision that we made. Even though we were young, parang I was just entering college, my sister was just about to graduate. Sobrang laki niyang decision. Pero I'm glad na we did it kasi we were able to survive on our own. Kami lang magkakapatid. We were able to survive on our own. We were able to take care of ourselves. We figured out a way to take care of ourselves while supporting each other. And now nandito na kami. May sarili na akong pinto sa wakas. Kasi nakabili na kami. Diba?
May sarili ka ng padlock. Ganon.
Oo, diba? Sa amin na tong space na to. And it wouldn't have happened if we didn't decide to stay away from sadly family. To stay away from people who might have pulled us back from reaching that potential. Yun talaga siya. Kaya nga, yun yung mga boundaries na kailangan natin i-set in place na thankfully we already had a chance to, or the authority to even say no.
We're very grateful. Ako, grateful ako na natry kong, alam mo yun, yun din, na nagkaroon ka ng lakas ng loob to step away from your family and build your own family, build your sarili mong home na matatawag. Kasi ang hirap eh, basta it's hard. I mean, I'm sure yung mga nakikinig sa atin ngayon, they can understand. They have their own family dynamics and they have their own time na minsan wini-wish nila, I hope I can, you know, live on my own. Pero if it's hard at this time, oh, sige, go push lang natin yan. But
when you're up front,
I hope that you also give yourself the chance and maybe in the near future, 2-3 years from now, balikan nyo kami pagka nakapagsolo na kayo at sabihin nyo sa akin, Marga, Roma, mga impacta kayo, hindi totoong masarap maging independent.
Hindi talaga. Pero we also have to talk about, this is information we got online, na some tips that we got off realsimple.com, na what does it look like when you set healthy boundaries? We have to talk about this kasi, syempre, etong mga in-explain namin ni Roma, kami ang naka-experience nito. That's why it worked for us. Pero there are also things online that you can read. So again, yung mga isi-share namin, these things take time, like sinabi ni Roma kanina, and actual experience to get used to it. It will never happen overnight. It's a work in progress. Until now, we're older and it's still a work in progress. Kasi para ka lang nagbubuo ng bahay niyan, you just have to start with a very healthy foundation and then after a while, you get to build on it talaga.
Kaya ang first thing that we need to understand is what it means to actually have boundaries. Kanina pa namin sinasabi to, no? Because when we have boundaries in place, it means that there, you know, we can verbalize what impacts our comfort levels. Ano ba yung komportable sa'yo? Ano ba yung mga bagay na hindi mo gusto kasi di ka na komportabling i-accept yun sa buhay mo? It starts out with something so simple. For example, you ask people not to touch your hair. Or, diba? Yeah, or if you have kids, asking them not to kiss your child. Big thing to. And those are just, you know, examples of boundaries.
Yeah. I don't know why it is na pagbabae na parang for some reason, the autonomy of not being touched doesn't exist sa atin. Sometimes it's so easy for strangers to touch you on the shoulder. Diba? Hindi mo sila kilala pero hawakan ka nila sa balikat, hawakan nila yung ulo mo. And it happens a lot to women kasi ako din, minsan hindi kita kilala pero hawakan mo ko. My gosh.
Alam mo, I tried learning din to kasi I'm very touchy sa mga taong ka-close ko. Touchy ako eh na ano, mahaga ko, ganyan. Pero I realized nga na yung sinabi mo, hindi pala lahat gusto yun. Yeah. And we have to respect that. Yeah. 'Di ba? Kasi yeah, minsan exactly. may time na halimbawa, yung pamangkin mo, oh, kiss tito. Parang no, if they don't like to be kissed, don't. Huwag niyo silang huwag niyo silang i-ano,
magpilitin.
Diba? Exactly. Oo.
Magpilitin. Mano na lang, okay na yung mano. Yeah. Okay na yung mano. Kung nagmano yung bata, okay lang. Those are simple boundaries. Boundaries also mean that you know the value of saying no. That's also one very important lesson. You can say no. It's fine.
Yeah. Alam mo ano yan? Isang malaking chunk yan of self-awareness, which is very, it's something that I always try to push dito sa show. Because if you're self-aware, you know, yun nga, you understand your boundaries, it's easier for you na mag-no. Kasi ano eh, dati talaga yes girl ako eh. Ikaw ba yes girl ka din?
Yes, before talaga. I have a people pleaser complex kasi. Especially until my early 20s.
Magkaklase so, pala tayo, Marga.
Alam mo, before sa work talaga, it took some friends to let me know na, girl, yung ginagawa mo, hindi ka bayad dyan. It took other people to make me realize that. Did I manage it well when I was younger? No, I did not. Pero it taught me when I got older that you can say no. Okay lang yan. Yeah. Gusto mo pa ba na extra rice? No po. Pwedeng mag-no. Diba? Even yung sa kakain, yung sa bahay, di ba?
Yeah.
Yung mga kunyari bisita, tas kunyari hindi mo na talaga kayang kumain. You can say no.
Alam mo, isa pa yan now. Isingit ko lang. Sabi ko, what if someone will get you as a ninang, tas ayaw mo?
Ah, oh my God.
How do you say
yan
no to nakakaba. That?
Yan ang medyo nakakaba. Kasi superstition yan na you can't say no.
Yeah. Diba?
You can only say no. You can only say no if there's a superstition pa na nataliwas siya. Kunyari, inaanak mo na yung una niyang anak, bawal ka nang kunin dun sa pangalawa.
Oh, I didn't know diba? That.
Oo, yun. Kasi nangyayari yan sa akin na ako na yung ninang ng una, ako pa rin yung ninang ng pangalawa. Hindi pwede, isa lang. Isa lang, hindi pwede. Well, I appreciate the gesture. Hindi pwede. Diba? Tsaka ano rin naman, kaya tayo nagkaka-issue eh. Tsaka kaya tayo nagkaka-issue. Kasi bakit daw ako na lang laging kinukuha ng ninang, ganon. So yun, yung mga, kunyari sa kasal din, kinuha kang bridesmaid, kinuha kang secondary sponsor, wala pa po ako sa, I will only accept yung principal sponsor pag 50 years old na ako. Wala kayong karapatan na kunin akong principal sponsor. Mahiya kayo sa akin. Pero mga ganun.
Eh, paano ka kung may kumuha sa'yo, girl? Naninang.
And I will say no. Sabi ko, come back to me pag 50 na ako. Ano na lang, secondary. Promise, okay ako cord. Okay ako magbasa ng second reading. Sige, game. Pero kunin mo akong principal sponsor. Sampaling kaya kita. Ganun. Ay, naku. Pero at least, diba, we're able to talk about these things. I don't think this is easy to talk about when you're still learning how to be independent and when you're learning how to set your boundaries. Pero hindi man tayo makakarating dito sa punto na to kung tayo mismo hindi tayo na-challenge dati.
Yeah, it takes time talaga and experience and sa mga nakikinig na medyo nagmamadali kayo, naku, huwag kayo magmadali kasi pag nandyan na kayo, gusto nyo naman mag-rewind muna. Parang, I remember in my days, I would imagine or daydream na ano kayong pakiramdam ng may trabaho or ano kayong pakiramdam ng adult ka na? You're independent, you can decide for yourself. Yun yung mga iniisip ko nun dati. Ang sarap sigurong maging ano adult na kasi you can buy the things that
you don't answer to anyone.
Yeah, you can buy the things that you like. Hindi ka sasabihin ng nanay mo, umuwi ka na. Alam mo yung mga ganun. But then, when you become an adult, parang, ito lang ba? Work, tapos bills, tapos diba? Tapos you have to take care of everyone. You have to also take care of yourself. Ang daming nangyayari. And so, pag nagsabay-sabay na sila, kaya sinasabi namin na enjoy yung youth talaga. You enjoy your time. If you're now a college student listening to us, enjoy your university days. I honestly tell you, alam mo yun, ito yung chance mo talaga na i-enjoy yung young life eh.
Yeah. Parang iniisip ko nga no, na there are so many kids na parang gusto nilang ma-experience agad na working student, college pa lang.
Yeah.
While ako talagang masasabi ko doon na if you're lucky enough to still be able to go to school without needing to work for yourself, take that chance. Kung yung mga parents mo ayaw kang magtrabaho kasi kaya naman nila, please take that chance. Huwag yun ang pilitin. Kasi don't worry, the moment you graduate, you may not answer to your parents anymore, pero you will answer to bills and tax. So, hanggang ngayon na kaya mo pa yung kaya pa na nakakatanggap ka ng allowance, na hindi mo kailangan magtrabaho, my gosh, take that chance. Kasi not everyone is privileged enough to experience that. Kung may chance kang makapag-aral na hindi mo kailangan gastusan ng sarili mo, take the chance. Very soon, ikaw na bahala sa sarili mo. Di ba?
Yeah. Very soon talaga. Ikaw, kasi by the time natapos ka na, tapos na rin sila sa gastusin nila sa'yo. It's your time to shine. Ganon.
Di ba? Oh, by that time, set your own boundaries, set your own rules. Walang problema. So, doon na ba tayo nagtatapos? Okay na tayo doon, di ba?
Yes. Yeah. So, sana hindi tumaas yung mga blood pressure nyo sa mga nakinig sa atin today. Or sana bumaba rin ang mga dugo nyo. Na-relax kayo, ganyan. So,
na-relax na sana.
Oo. So, gusto lang naming iwan is that please remember that no matter what time you are in your life, your privacy and your boundaries will always matter.
Kasi naman, we all deserve the care and respect that come from people who respect our peace.
And to that, we say thank you! Thank you!
Thank you. Thank you, universe!
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Empowered Talks. And I hope you come back next week because meron naman kaming pasabog ni Marga. So for now, ito muna kami. This is Rama.
And this is Marga.
Until our next episode, bye!
Bye!